Hello, it's George from Ireland. So, thank you for coming back to my channel. Anyway, in this video, I'm going to be talking about Sir Lindsay Coyle, who was the Speaker of the House of Commons. He took over that role in 2019, just before the last Westminster general election. And up until now, he's been fairly well regarded by all factions at Westminster. But his reputation has suddenly nosedived. And that's just today in this blazing argument about an amendment in the House of Commons. So there was an SNP motion which was calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Now, a considerable group of Labour MPs agree with this, thinking that the people in Gaza have suffered far too much. Thousands of civilians have been killed. Humanitarian aid is very often not getting through. And this is grossly excessive in view of the threat posed by Hamas. I know Hamas killed about 1,200 Israelis in one day, but surely it's largely extirpated. Anyway, the Scottish National Party's Westminster leader is Stephen Flynn. He's not the overall national convener of the SNP. That's Hamza Yousaf. But Hamza Yousaf has never sat in Westminster. He's an MSP, therefore he's in Holyrood. Anyway, so he was delivering a bravura oration about why he demanded an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Gaza. But anyway, so a lot of Labour MPs want to support this. So Lindsay, he then permitted a vote on a Labour amendment to that SNP motion, which said that there ought to be a ceasefire in Gaza, but it tempered the language somewhat and made an acknowledgement of Israel's need for security. Stephen Flynn said this is farcical. So Lindsay said that there ought to be an emergency debate. He proffered that prospect to the SNP. And Sir Lindsay admits that he has committed an error of judgment. So, as he said himself, I have a duty of care, and if my mistake is looking after members, I am guilty. Anyway, the Labour Party is desperate to burnish its Zionist credentials. They remember that when Jeremy Corbyn was in charge, Jeremy Corbyn is a vociferous advocate of Palestinian rights, and then he was incessantly blackguarded, accused of anti-Semitism, and so on. Labour had a big investigation into anti-Semitism. So they said that they will cauterize anti-Semitism, that they will have zero tolerance for it in their ranks, and so on. But it's important to recognise that criticism of Israeli government policies and so forth is not the same as anti-Semitism. Just as like criticism of Hamas is not anti-Palestinian or anti-Arab or anti-Muslim. Anyway, so the Conservative Party is almost uniformly Zionist. Most Conservative Party members, well, sorry, MPs, are members of the Conservative Friends of Israel, and they get their junkets to Israel. There's Labour Friends of Israel, it's much, much smaller. There's also Labour Friends of Palestine. So Sir Keir Starmer is desperate not to be wrong-footed on this one, and he just doesn't want to be castigated by the media for supposedly being unsupportive of Israel and so forth. However, most Muslims in the United Kingdom are Labour voters, and many of them have a feeling for Palestinians, about 95% of whom are fellow Muslims. And some of them are rancorously disillusioned. They say that the Labour Party has not spoken up for human rights, and there's this utterly deplorable humanitarian disaster unfolding in Gaza, and that it is preventable and it's caused by a grossly excessive use of force on behalf of the Israeli Defence Force. Sir Keir and the Labour cabinet, they will not lend their voices to this call for a Gaza ceasefire. And even as a very noble thing to do, that's not going to bring a ceasefire on its own. Now, all right, that could add to the deafening chorus, and eventually Israel's going to listen. The moment the Israeli government shows no sign of heeding the world's calls for this, there was United Nations motion calling for it. The United States voted against. Not surprisingly, they are going to end this assault on Gaza. I don't know whether it'll be a month or 6 months, but they are going to end it eventually. Obviously, the sooner the better. That's going to save an awful lot of lives. I mean, Penny Mordaunt, who's leader of the House of Commons, she's a conservative, saying, "Well, this would do nothing." Well, yes, I think it would. If Palestinian civilians is going to get killed, if this continues, it would save your life. But if you're Palestinians, you can't get medicine and food and so forth. And then the ceasefire means that these things can get through. Then yeah, it's going to save a lot of lives. Admittedly, it saves some lives, some Hamas members as well. Imagine you're an Israeli hostage bound in a fetid dungeon in Gaza, and consequent to this ceasefire, you are set at liberty. That's definitely very good news for you. So surely less fighting is better than more, isn't it, Penny? I mean, only a complete knave or an imbecile would claim that a ceasefire will have no effect. It very definitely will have an effect. You might say it's a bad effect, but it definitely will do something. Anyway, so the SNP is the third largest party in the House of Commons. And there are opposition days when opposition parties are allowed to set the agenda. And so they've done this. They said that there ought to be an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, saying it should be unconditional. There were a lot of people protesting in favor of Palestine on Parliament Square. So Labour MPs are finding answering an awful lot of awkward questions in their constituencies. Why hasn't Labour demanded a ceasefire now? And then Labour said, okay, we should have an immediate humanitarian ceasefire as opposed to an inhumanitarian ceasefire, which I'm not sure quite that is, but maybe allowing some aid through. So there's a parliamentary convention that when there's an opposition party amendment, the Labour Party is an opposition party, and this is submitted to a motion which had been forwarded by another opposition party, the SNP is also an opposition party, then it's not put to a vote when there is also a government amendment. So Sir Keir has spoken to Sir Lindsay Hoyle about this. So it appears he doesn't know his Erskine May. Remember, because Thomas Erskine May was clerk of the House of Commons in the mid-19th century, and he wrote Parliamentary Procedure, which is really the Bible about how such things are done. As regardless of work of authority, its absorption into the United Kingdom's constitution has been well recognised for about 150 years. Anyway, so the Speaker's ruling that has caused great ire amongst Conservative and Unionist MPs, and the SNP are deeply unhappy about it as well. And they say that the Speaker has demonstrated his partiality. They can no longer be trusted to perform his duties in an even-handed manner. Remember, Sir Lindsay was a Labour MP, elected in 97, indeed the son of a Labour MP. But when he became Speaker, he resigned from the Labour Party because he must maintain the strictest neutrality. And people now claim he's partisan because he's seeking to advantage his former political party. So about 60 MPs have called for him to go. Now, other MPs have got into trouble. Sir Michael Martin, over interventions on asylum issues and abuse of expenses, he was pressured to step down. Sir John Bercow, former Conservative, he lost the confidence of quite a few Conservative MPs towards the end, and they thought he was tilting things towards Remain, and he came out of the closet Remainer. He since joined the Labour Party. But no one's reputation has undergone such a rapid and dramatic deterioration. But it'd be very hard to recuperate his reputation now. I mean, they'll go on to the general election, I would think, but I don't think it's going to go on much longer. They last, you know, up to 10 years. Very seldom last longer than that, speakers. So having been there for 4.5, almost, there's quite a good innings. Anyway, so people were screaming at him to resign and so on. Some Tories stormed out in protest. The leader of the House of Commons, Penelope Mordaunt, she was saying that he's undermined the House's confidence in him, and the Conservatives would not participate anymore in the debate. So it's all gone very badly. Flynn says that Hoyle has been contemptuous of the Scottish National Party. We'll see. Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye.